Welcome to The Good Stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone, alongside Carissa Cruz, President and CEO of The Wine Growers. We're here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine.
Indeed we are.
And indeed we do.
Indeed we do.
Often, every Saturday.
Talk about and drink.
Yes.
And enjoy.
And enjoy.
And celebrate.
Yeah. And, you know, it's October.
It is October. And, which is crazy.
A great month. Baseball, football.
I know, you get all the sports.
Wine.
Like this intersection. I know.
All this new wine is fermenting. And
I kind of like that it starts to transition to sweater weather.
Well, ideally.
Ideally. Yeah.
That's what we hope for every October.
I kind of just wear them anyway. and adjust the temperature in the room as opposed to outside.
And so, with our Sonoma County microclimates, oftentimes you do have to just change your wardrobe.
Just drive around the county.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you got to keep the puffy in the back,
mm-hmm.
the shoes, the boots, the vest,
mm-hmm.
the gloves, the beanie, and a couple recycle
Sleepy
grocery
bag.
Bags.
Yes. And the grocery bags.
And the grocery bags.
I always forget to bring into the store and then.
I know, and then you feel guilty, so guilty.
I just put stuff in the cart directly and then
wheel it out and bag it at your
yeah,
car.
Yeah, it's not something I'm proud of.
Wow. I go back out and get them.
Wow.
Unless it's like, you know, a couple items and then I juggle them.
That's model behavior.
Thank you.
All right,
I
so
do
what
try.
What else do we have to be proud of?
Since it's October. Do you know something I'm excited about with the wine growers that we have been literally working on for probably 6 months is this month we are finally launching and releasing our new Shoulder to Shoulder video series.
Tell me more.
I thought you might be curious. Why, yes, I would love to. Thank you. So we're working with Amy Gutierrez from the Giants. That's how we started our relationship with her. But she's just an incredible ambassador and spokesperson now for the wine region, lives in Petaluma, so local, and has been on The Good Stuff, one
Indeed.
Of our early shows,
mm-hmm.
actually. So we were looking for something that would literally be a good outlet for her to continue being an ambassador for the region, but also tell more stories. We love telling stories, obviously, here on The Good Stuff, but having videos and being able to show folks, vineyard owners, growers, vintners out in their quote-unquote natural surroundings, I
yes,
guess.
They feel more comfortable.
They feel more comfortable, and you can capture the landscape and the family. You just get such a sense of place. So we've kind of center around to be a little bit of a tour guide host of this mm-hmm. Series called Shoulder to Shoulder. Shoulder to Shoulder, which I love, is really to honor sort of the tradition of family members learning from each other shoulder to shoulder in the vineyard, or in the case of, you know, at the winery, learning how to make wine. And so just this idea of passing knowledge on generation to generation, literally being shoulder to shoulder with someone. And so that was the highlight goal of the name. And we are launching broadly. We've partnered with Food and Wine magazine. And mm-hmm. so we're actually going on their digital and social channels, Travel and Leisure, Food and Wine,
nice.
Better Homes and Garden, sending everyone quick little trailers that will send folks to our YouTube channel. So, and excitedly, we kind of did what we normally don't do. And we actually filmed a number of them in advance so we can have very consistent content. So
mm-hmm.
we will hook you with that first one, and then you can follow along as sort of stories unfold all around Sonoma County. And so just to tease some of the folks that you'll get to meet with Amy along the way, we have Iron Horse, so Joyce Sterling. We meet the Bookers. We head out to Saris Ranch. We are up in Alexander Valley with Brett Munsell, out in Russian River Valley, Green Valley with the Chenoweths. We're over at Donham Estate in Sonoma
cool.
Valley. Beautiful, looking at all their art and sculptures. And Dry Creek with the Knolls. So literally going everywhere. And the great thing about Amy is she's not a wine expert. So she really sort of makes grape growing wine incredibly approachable. And maybe is asking those questions we all want to ask to find out those little tidbits we all want to know and sometimes don't have that chance. So stay tuned and look for Shoulder to Shoulder on our Sonoma County Wine Growers YouTube channel.
That is very cool. How long are each of the stories?
Yeah, very. The goal was like 3 to 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
but there are such great stories. We're having problems editing them all down. So they're more like 5 to 6 and a couple of little longer ones, just depending on how many family members or folks or kind of the landscape that we were able to capture. Okay. So,
and will this be ongoing? Like, you're still going to be videotaping?
We're still out. We're back out. And Leah Lynch, who's on our wine grower team, has been just kind of point on this whole project with Amy. And so, yeah, they're headed out again at the end of the month. We tend to record 2 a month and then work on the editing. And a big shout out to Bruce Lee and his whole team that does all of our videos for us. So thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Bruce. And yeah, more to come. So very excited to finally see the launch of these videos.
This will be fun. I look forward to it as well. I guess when we come back, we'll introduce our guests, though, because we have stories here to tell as well.
And I think they have a lot of shoulder-to-shoulder experience as well.
Completely. When we come back on The Good Stuff. We are back on The Good Stuff, and Carissa, today in studio, we have wine growers.
We do.
We have wine
actual
growers.
Actual wine growers. They do exist.
They exist.
Even during harvest.
I know. I mean, this is really a coup. So we have Chris Crispo, Audrey Bush, vineyard owners and growers of Bush Crispo Vineyards in the Russian River Valley. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Carissa, where do we even start?
I think we go to the beginning.
We start with you, Audrey. I mean, your family has longtime roots in Sonoma County, so tell us a little bit.
That's true. Yes, I guess I'll start from the beginning, as you suggested, and we started out in Southern California. My parents were very interested in wine, probably from the time that I was a young kid.
God bless them.
Yes. Yeah. Like
that
those
was
people.
Even before.
Yes. We have a picture of my mom here that you guys can see. And aww. One of their trips was up to Corbel Champagne
Cellars.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, yeah.
And that is my mom, Audrey Sr., and she is in front of their Jaguar XK150.
Yeah, that's a hot car. Ooh. I was like,
wish I still had it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was the way that my parents loved to do things. They loved to drive. They loved to drive up to Napa. They loved to drive up to Sonoma County as well. And they tasted a lot of wine, and that became part of my history and now Chris's history.
And your dad was a firefighter for a very long time.
Yeah, just like Chris was, and just like our son Dan is now. And I think that was one of his strength as being a firefighter contributed to his strength on the vineyard. He did work very, very hard. One of the main things that he did when they first moved up there was to refurbish an antique redwood barn that had cows in one side at the time.
We got a picture of that.
And this
too.
Is a picture.
Oh my gosh.
It's sort of dilapidated because that was what it looked like when my parents bought the property. And then that's a picture of my dad and some of his helpers actually fixing the barn so it wasn't going to fall over.
And I've seen this barn now, and it's beautiful.
We love it. We do Thanksgiving in it every year with our friends and family.
We also make it available to our winery partners, and we've hosted dinners inside the barn. It was, when Audrey said it was dilapidated, and I understand we're on air, so people can't see the photo, but it was like some of the barns that we see that they were literally falling over.
Yeah.
And
you can see daylight through it.
Yeah.
right, which the cows didn't mind.
But, yeah.
Right.
But Fritz, my father-in-law, literally raised it up, poured new concrete footings, and set it back down after taking all the old redwood off, racking the frame back to vertical, and then really saving a piece of Sonoma County history.
Yeah.
But Audrey, how did your family get to Sonoma County and stay? So they were up here driving around visiting in the Jag, which is awesome.
I'm surprised the Jag could make it from Southern California.
I know.
But, right? I mean,
you know Jags, apparently.
A different era.
Yeah. They always say your mechanic is in the passenger seat when you're driving in one of those cars.
Yeah.
I think it was just they were fascinated with wine. Mm. And Southern California was getting more and more crowded. My dad had retired from the fire department. And they said, we're going to go look for places to live, and they found a couple of places, and they settled on the one where we live. and now we're living in it.
So did they have the intention of growing things there, of becoming actual farmers, or was it really just
yes,
a piece of land?
Yes, and luckily there were some grapes on the property, but then once they moved up there, they planted new varietals, younger grapes, stronger grapes, and so how many acres do we have now?
It's now 13 acres planted on, mm-hmm. on 23. We had the good fortune, Fritz and Audrey had the good fortune, of one of the first people that they met was Warren Dutton. Mm.
That Warren Dutton got around.
It seems to be a common occurrence of anyone who succeeded, for sure. And
certainly early vineyards in the Russian River.
Yeah, well, Valley. He was the guy.
That's how we got to Pinot. We growing Chardonnay at the time, mm-hmm. which is great, and we still grow Chardonnay. But Fritz said to Warren one day, he goes, "Warren, I like Chardonnay, but I really like red wine. What do you suggest?" And Warren said, "Fritz, you ought to plant Pinot Noir." And that's how we got into mm-hmm. growing Pinot.
But when was, what's the timing on that?
About 4 years before
the Sideways movie?
The Sideways movie,
okay, so about 2000.
Yeah. So our business plan was essentially my father-in-law liked red wine.
Yeah.
And, but timing sometimes is everything.
Who were some of your neighbors, neighbors at the time that they were first establishing?
Well, May and Art Heisel lived directly across from us, right next to us, and now their daughter owns the property. We have Paul Biala and Lyndon Allen Jackson. Yeah. They are all growing grapes along there and contiguous to our property. So during the day, we can walk our dogs around.
Oh, wow.
And they love it. And we try to prevent them from eating the grapes this time of year.
Right, yes.
Which is a challenge.
But they moved into a community of growers, and it still sounds like it's a community of growers.
Absolutely. And one of the things that's been great, Virginia, is just, you know, when we moved up, we knew nothing about growing wine grapes. So you have so many resources in the wine community. Just, hey, I'm having this problem or this issue, or who do I talk to? And mm-hmm. that's been an amazing part of moving up here, is just the sense of community.
And Santa Rosa Junior College. You know, Chris and I both jumped on that when we mm-hmm. moved up here, and we learned so much. And going out to Schoen Farm and actually getting our hands involved in our, you know, looking at the grapes growing, it was mm-hmm. very powerful. And it's such a nice spot, too.
Yeah, but it's true. Like that has come up many times on the show.
The junior college, what a gift that place has been.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the listeners, it's, I think, 365 acres, 80 some acres planted to grapes. It's a certified bonded winery.
Yep.
And so many different avenues within the wine community that students can take those different paths. And we, Audrey and I's path, obviously, was to get our viticulture certificates mm-hmm. from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But before that, I mean, so your parents move up, and but you remained in Southern California for a while.
Yes. Wait,
and we're missing an important part of their story.
I know. You love to ask this question, so I was leaving it for you.
Were you? Thank mm-hmm. you, because I know the answer, and it's awesome.
Okay.
How'd you meet? Kids.
Lovebirds. Lovebirds. 40 some years ago now.
It's been a while.
We met in college is the quick answer. The slightly longer answer.
Oh, that's a way boring answer.
All right.
Get
okay,
into
so
it. Do it.
Was this in Southern California as well?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. We were both at Pasadena City College, and Audrey was taking a summer class. I had gone there for 2 years and was transferring to a four-year school. And so I knew the campus, and I see this cute girl in front of me in line, and she's getting her pass to go to whatever class she was taking. And she didn't know the campus, and it was super busy, and the registrar person was hassled. And I said, "Hey, I know where that classroom is. I can walk you there." So I walked her to class. She was already late because of the line. And so as she was going in the door, I said, "Hey, when do you have class?" And she said, "Tuesday and Thursdays at 9 o'clock. So that was a Tuesday. So the next Thursday at 9 o'clock in the morning, I was waiting in the hallway hoping I would see her. I had a yellow rose with me, and I said, "I know I just met you. You don't know me at all, but I'd love to take you out." And she gave me her phone number. For you younger people, this is way before cell phones.
Actual landline. Actual landline. Dial up.
Called, got her mother on the phone, then got Audrey, and we agreed that I'd pick her up that Saturday. When I went to pick her up, that's the first time I met Audrey Sr., who Krissa knows her, was small and mighty, and proceeded to grill me for about an hour on the porch while her daughter was getting married.
Getting married.
Well, that's where it all ended up.
He already was thinking.
Yeah,
was
like, that first day.
If I can get through this conversation with her mom, I might get there.
Did she actually ask you, like, what are your intentions, young man?
Pretty close to that. Mm-hmm. It was, about my family, what my career path was, the whole thing.
Wow.
So she grilled me.
Okay.
And what'd you do for a first date?
We went out to that restaurant that was near Cal State LA. It was on the hillside. Yeah, I can't remember the name.
That's been lost in the fog of history. But we went out there. I picked her up and we were driving by the restaurant, and we're just deep in conversation, and I missed the exit. Turn around on the freeway, going the other way, continue talking, and missed it again.
Oh my gosh, stop it.
So that's either a really good sign or this is our last date, first and last.
She's like, what's with this guy?
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't know where he's going.
So we made it to the restaurant, and then we went to a comedy club in Pasadena that's still there called the Ice House, and then, as they say, the rest is history. We started dating that summer, and then she transferred up to UC Santa Barbara. And so we kind of had a longer distance relationship, but go up there quite frequently. And, we've been married now 35 years.
And two kids.
And two kids, Daniel, Caroline. They're on the property. We have this family compound. Everybody has their own spot. And lots of times we get together and, we have a group dinner and people bring different things. And
that's so fun.
It's great. Everybody has their privacy and we get together when we want.
And we get a lot of work out of them.
Free labor is very important.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
and we should just mention Caroline now works for the Sonoma County Wine Growers. Mm-hmm. So,
yay, yes. Caroline.
Yeah.
Yes, and thank you for that.
Yeah, we're so happy to have her.
She loves it.
She loves it.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Okay, so you talked about the dating, the college, the grilling, but Chris, you went into firefighting as well, is my understanding.
Yes. I was a career firefighter in Los Angeles, and then did that until we moved up here.
Mm-hmm. And so was that something that you were already pursuing when you met, or were you inspired by Fritz?
No, I was, interestingly enough, that was my career path. I had not been hired full-time yet when I met Audrey and then Fritz soon after. It had nothing to do with how we met, the fire service connection, but because of that, Fritz and I could speak the same language.
What a connection.
There are mother-in-law jokes and father-in-law jokes, but both of those people became two of my best friends. Mm-hmm. And they're both no longer with us, but I miss them both, greatly.
Yeah, what an amazing connection, just the firefighting piece as well. So I think from your bio, it said that you stayed down in Southern California through 2011? Is that when you officially came here full-time?
Yes, full-time. Yeah.
Okay, and the kids were already born, and so you just moved the entire family.
They were.
Daniel had graduated from high school at that point, and Caroline was still going into seventh grade.
Yes.
And, you should have seen us. It was pretty funny. We were on Highway 5. We had one of Daniel and Caroline's friends, our best friend's son. We packed everything up in all of our cars. Caroline and I were driving around in our little Audi and with barely enough room to sit in there. Our friend's child was driving a great big truck.
He was driving the expedition. I was driving the U-Haul with a mattress on the roof.
Oh, my gosh.
It was pretty hillbilly.
Quite a caravan going.
Again, for younger people that look like the Clampets, you don't know what we're talking about, but ask your parents. It's called Beverly Hillbillies. You can YouTube it. But pretty much look like that.
Yeah. And then you arrive in Sonoma County.
It was quite a long drive, and we did stop a few times. We stopped somewhere down in.
Yeah, finally for dinner after a very, because we were driving very slow, but we arrived and.
And essentially, you moved in with your in-laws.
Correct. Yeah. Well,
kind of.
Somewhat. There's a what we call the Redwood Cottage on the property,
okay.
And we all moved in to the main house while we were refurbishing the Redwood Cottage. Mm. And so Fritz had already refurbished it 30 years prior, mm-hmm. but it needed to be refurbished again. So Dan and I pretty much gutted that and new doors, windows, tile floor, upgraded everything.
Yep.
And then he moved in there for the first 10 years till his sister kicked him out. And now she's living there.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to have to take a break. But I'd love to hear the story when we come back about just what was the final moment that made you decide to make that move. So when we come back, we can talk about that.
Great.
On the Good Stuff with our guest, Chris Crispo, Audrey Bush of Bush Crispo Vineyards in Russian River Valley. And so going back to the end of that segment of the story, what made you finally decide? You're living your life in Southern California. Your kids are still, they're growing up, but they're still sort of at home. What made you decide to come move your entire life up here?
Well, one of the things was, we like it up here.
Well,
that
that's
helps.
Important.
That yeah. definitely helps.
And my parents were here, and it's a lot less crowded than it is in Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel, I think we mentioned before, had graduated from high school, and so it was a good transition period for Caroline to be able to move up here and, you know, get her feet wet in the school system up here. And my mom was getting older, and she needed help.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Yeah.
She didn't probably need all of the noise that we made, but she,
I think she really enjoyed having us. Grandkids keep you younger. It's fine.
True. Yeah,
she
Daniel.
Got to really get to know them.
Yeah, and you know, something worked out. She lived to be 99 years old.
Yeah, I know. She was an incredible woman.
Yeah.
Yes. Daniel used to take her for a buggy ride, as she called it. My mom had still, well, she's gone, but we still have the car. What year is it?
1970.
XKE Jaguar that's red.
Ooh, and oh my gosh.
So Daniel, our son, who's really tall, slithers in there and he would take her for a ride up to In-N-Out.
Oh, okay. As you should do.
That was
their fun thing to do together. So
that's
it was quite a sight, too.
That's awesome. I love that.
We should all go to In-N-Out in a red XKE, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Agreed.
So what? So then, you know, you get up here. Was it clear that you were going to start to get involved in the vineyard side of the business?
Yes,
okay.
Because for one thing, I'm the only child, mm-hmm. and you know, Chris was very handy and interested in doing the same thing. And we had spent a lot of time up there with my parents, and we loved the area, and we knew we wanted to stay there. And the kids too; they loved it up there, and that was an easy move.
And so what, you've talked about the vineyard kind of transitioning from Chardonnay to Pinot, and then you guys come in, you go to the JC. So what did you really see as your role, and, you know, where were the grapes going? Because I am staring at an open bottle of Pinot in front of me, just for the record.
Yeah,
she would like
to get to the
did you
wine.
See how I transitioned then?
Mm-hmm.
It was like,
yes.
Let's talk Chardonnay to Pinot, mm-hmm. to let's talk about what you're doing, to
and
there's
what do
wine
you know?
Here.
Mm-hmm. When, what do you know, there's Pinot?
I didn't want to be obvious, but whatever.
Well, back when Fritz passed away in 2006, that's when we took over the operation of the vineyard day to day. But it's really hard to run a business when you don't know the players. And,
yeah.
you mm-hmm. know, so we were kind of for a few years flying a little bit blind. And so that's why we kind of jumped right in when we did move up. But fortuitously, one of our neighbors, Paul Biala, introduced us to his vineyard manager, Ulysses Valdez.
Mm-hmm.
And Ulysses became not only our vineyard manager at that time, but also a good friend. I still miss hearing Ulysses say, "Hey, amigo," and you know, he's just one of the most friendly people.
Yeah, larger than life.
And so we started working with Ulysses, and we replanted one of our aging blocks of Chardonnay, a Pinot, a Pommard clone. Mm-hmm. In the bottle that we have in front of us, and I am transitioning to that. Of course,
he can sense your thirst.
I know, yes. You see that? I think that was the invite to pour, wasn't it?
It was absolutely the invite to pour. So this is a mixture of they're both Pinot Noir, but a 115 clone and a Pommard clone that's made. Winemaker is Joe Nielsen at Ramsgate.
So talk about that a little bit. I mean, Ulysses, I think, was with Ramsgate kind of from their beginning.
So, yeah, Ulysses introduced us to Jeff O'Neill and Jeff Gaffney, who was a winemaker back before they even started the winery. So we met in 2009 while the winery was still being built. And like most of our clients, we did a one-year contract. And if you like the fruit and everybody plays nice together, we'll get into a longer-term contract. Mm-hmm. And we've been with them ever since.
So who were the grapes going to pre-Ramsgate?
You can take a pass.
You can pass.
No,
on
that's
any
all
question.
Right. But you know, over 40 years, Robert Mondavi. Cecil Deloche, just a variety of people.
A wide
people.
Range, yeah. Okay.
Wide range.
And, but Ramsgate, I mean, that, it, to my memory, was the first vineyard designate, is that?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
When it was, because remember, I came on the scene, and at that time it was Busch Vineyard, and Hank Skewis did a Busch Vineyard designate. Mm. And then somewhere along the line, I guess I passed another test because my mother-in-law put my name on the sign as we came back or came up from Southern California. I looked and I said, "Wow, I made the top billing here with my wife." I guess so.
Wow, that's the ultimate validation.
I know.
I guess so. I guess I'm in.
And I am looking at this bottle. It's a 2020 Ramsgate Busch Crispo Vineyard Pinot Noir from Russian River Valley. What was it like seeing your names on a bottle of wine?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it doesn't really get old, I don't think.
Not at all.
And it's cool, too. One thing I like about not just our wine, but any wines is that they're dated. And you kind of, you know, you look, oh, what was happening then?
Yeah.
And so it you kind of track your life a little bit. Like, I know we have bottles of our kids' birth years and significant events, and I think that's pretty fun as well.
It is. They're little time capsules.
And I was going to say, what I love about your story is, and we've been doing the show now over a year, we're in our second season, as we learned last time we were recording a show. I know, thank you. And we've heard so many different approaches to how people get here, their role once they're here. And I think it's really interesting because, you know, you didn't grow up farmers. You did grow up multi-generational, ending up in Sonoma County, Audrey, through, you know, your mom and your dad and your side of the family. You're not really farming, but you're also on the vineyard and sort of managing and overseeing. But it's nice that there's a model here in Sonoma County where you can hire vineyard management companies to come in and really do the day-to-day and have the equipment and some of that expertise. So talk about how you kind of work, you know, with the vineyard management team and what that model looks like, because it's a little different than I think some of the stories we hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, to your point, it is much more efficient to have a vineyard management company because they have a crew, they do things very quickly, and they're experts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, although we went to Santa Rosa Junior College and learned about viticulture, we weren't the right people who could do, you know, harvest a whole bunch of grapes.
We're
all
slow.
At once.
We're just going to say this. We're slow. If you're not doing this on a daily basis and regular and really trained to do this,
it's highly skilled. It is a very skilled, and they're very, very professional. They know when to do things.
Yeah.
We make a call.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, that's the whole relationship part that we kind of talked about with, you know, you have a problem. We met Ulysses Valdez in 2006, and now Elizabeth Valdez, his daughter, is running the operation.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask if you're still working with them. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been with that family since 2006. And so I think, you know, that's another big part of it is, you know, there are a lot of peaks and valleys in farming and weather. And you know, we're right now in the middle of harvest and trying to get crews and move things around. That's where those relationships come in. and trying to make it all work each and every year.
And then what role do you play, because I've seen you at stuff, with some of your winery partners, like in supporting them?
Well, we mentioned the barn.
Yep.
And we've hosted winery dinners there in the barn or adjacent to the vineyards, as, you know, just outreach to our winery partners, clients, you know, because if they're successful, we're successful as growers. Yeah. So it's a mutually beneficial relationship.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the really special things about Sonoma County that not everyone knows about, is that about 60% of our grape growers are literally just farmers. So they don't actually have their own wine label. Their name might be on a bottle of wine, but it's because through a partnership with a winery. And I think that's a really unique relationship, and we should maybe chat a little bit more about that right when we come back from the break.
And we will.
Are back on The Good Stuff, and our guests today are Audrey Bush and Chris Crispo of the Bush Crispo Vineyard. And we were just talking right before the break about how kind of Sonoma County has a very unique model, and that a lot of our growers just grow grapes, so they really work hard to develop great partnerships and relationships with wineries who they sell their grapes to. So I know we're drinking a fantastic bottle of Ramsgate, but who are some of your other partners?
Well, we have been working with Bob Cabral, and Bob was the winemaker at William Sellium for, I think, about 14 years. Interestingly enough, when we moved up in 2011, he was Wine Spectator, Winemaker of the Year.
No, that was Wine Enthusiast.
Wine Enthusiast, sorry.
It's only because I remember being there at the speech, and it was very sweet. He was very emotional, and his wife and daughter were there, and it was just a really nice moment. That's the only reason.
Fair enough.
Bearshim was like, fact check.
It doesn't really matter where it came from.
I just remember live on air. Okay, thanks, Bearshim.
It was very sweet.
No, it's totally cool. No, he's great.
Yeah, so we met Bob and Heather, and so in 2018, as Dustin Vallette was ramping up the Matheson, he had already opened Vallette quite a few years earlier, and he wanted to start his own wine label. And so he approached Bob, and then Bob approached Audrey and I. And so we started growing some Pinot for Bob. So we're growing it. Bob's making the wine, and Dustin's selling it. So it's been a really nice relationship to work those three families together.
Yeah.
And so how often do you go to Matheson or Vallette and say, bring me our wine?
Actually, it has become kind of a, you know, special events, like when Caroline got hired. That's where we...
Look at that.
Where was my invite? I think I played a pivotal role in where was my dinner invite?
Yes, you did. Well, you've had drinks around our pool.
So I do have to tell, I now stole it, but one of my favorite times being over there, you guys brought out the Jiffy Pop for the fire pit.
Classic.
I went through a couple of them, and now I buy them every time I go to the store for potential fire pits. Like the Jiffy, I was like, I didn't really realize you could Jiffy Pop over a fire pit.
It's perfectly designed.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, but I was thinking like old school campfire. Like this was like safety pop, you know, because it was excellent.
And there are people, I'm sure, who are Googling Jiffy Pop right now. Because unless you've been camping, you may not know what that is.
That's okay.
That's all right. Well, but and it goes really well with Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, for the record.
Well, and speaking of Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, your vineyard was certified sustainable in 2015, which is pretty, you know, I mean, almost
early.
10 years ago.
And
yeah, you're
early.
One of the leaders, one of the examples. So,
because they wanted
that.
To win. I'm just going to say that.
Audrey and I had a bet with Carissa on who would get certified first, because Carissa has her own vineyard.
Yep.
And I believe we won.
Well, I think I won the original because you had not known at the time that I just hired someone at the wine growers and essentially forced him to certify our vineyard first.
Dirty.
So
dirty
I did. I played a little dirty, but then we doubled down on the audit. So you guys actually got certified because I did the assessment first, and then you double bet, and then I lost.
That's
doubly,
how we ended up with a bottle of your wine in our cellar.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. So that was
exactly
the bet.
So there you go.
That was the bet.
It was kind of fun having a little competitive.
But we've always been sustainable has kind of deep roots with us. I mean, my father-in-law was born in 1923, my mother-in-law in 1921. So sustainability was kind of baked in the cake. I mean, they grew up during the Depression, so you didn't throw away anything.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of carried over. Fritz and Audrey, my in-laws, they were early adopters of solar panels. I mean, our panels have been up for over 25 years. And like we mentioned, replanting one of our vineyards from Chardonnay to Pinot, we had old wood end posts. That became horse fencing because Audrey's a big horse person. and we have a frost pond on the property, so that became parts of a dock. So it's always just been part of who we are. And then, you know, we talked about the relationships parts, which is another pillar of sustainability.
Absolutely. Yeah. Engagement in the community and partners. And absolutely. Well, we're almost to the end of our show. We have to just
unbelievable.
I know. Yeah. I think they should stay around for the good stuff wine,
I think so, too. So we'll take a quick break and then talk about wine.
Sounds good.
Cool. To wrap things up here on this episode of The Good Stuff. Carissa, you've got some websites people should check out?
There are so many websites. So you can go to the BushCrispoVineyards.com website to learn a little bit more about our guests today. And then all of the wineries that they're partnering with, RamsgateWinery.com. Go there. Go to ValletteWines.com if you want to try his wines. And obviously, rockstar winemaker BobCabralWines.com. Cabral, C-A-B-R-A-L. BobCabralWines.com. So that's where you can get all of this deliciousness that we are currently enjoying and
drink them all.
And may enjoy on Tuesday night as well.
So what are you going to have on your Tuesday night wine?
Well, I'm going to do a little bit of a curveball because we talked a lot about Warren Dutton, who obviously would have been my father-in-law. I never actually got to meet him, but just in honor of actually the Dutton Ranch first winery relationship, which we know is so important, was with Steve Kistler of Kistler Wines. So I'm going to drink the Kistler Dutton Ranch Chardonnay.
I would expect nothing less.
Right? As one would do, if you could. So okay. I can and I will.
Well, we will ask our guests now. Yeah. Like, what are you going to pull on a Tuesday night to make everything better?
Well, tonight I think we'll grab one of the 2019 Valette Bush Crispo Pinots that Bob Cabral vinted.
Nice.
Okay. Well, I'll complete the series here with a little Ramsgate Bush Crispo Pinot Noir. I mean, I really can honestly say they're some of my favorite Ramsgate wines and long have been. So I'll certainly finish the 2020 that we have here today. But I think I might go back in time and like have a little 2011, 2012, who knows, 2013. I'll see what I have.
Well, and I think Sonoma County older vintage Pinot is fabulous.
I completely agree. And
it's so fun to drink.
Especially from well-farmed grapes.
Absolutely. And vineyards that are you know, loved. Do you grow any yellow roses?
No, that's no. We take enough risk growing wine grapes.
I was just thinking, you know, it might be nice. So yeah. I've just given you your, you know, your February Valentine's Day idea as you can plant a yellow rose bush.
Or another XKE. I mean, one
fair
or another.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the time. Yeah.
Right. Chris is like, I think we're wrapping up the show. Gotta go.
We're wrapping up the show. We want to thank our guests, Chris Crispo, Audrey Bush. Thank you so much for joining us on today's Good Stuff.
Virginia, Carissa, thanks for having us.
It's always fun to see you guys.
And from Sonoma County to wherever you are, remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.